everyone. My name is Russell Greenberg. I'm one of the percussionists in Yarn Wire. Thanks so much for being here tonight. It's our last concert in New York of the season. The next one will be in August as part of the Time Spans Festival. Tonight is the latest in our series called Yarn Wire Currents, which started around 2014 or so, 2013. So it's been going on for quite some time. That series is all about commissioning composers that we're interested in, their music that inspires us, and we wanted to be kind of a part of it and get new works from them. So tonight we're going to have two world premieres, one by Kari Watson. That's going to start the program. And then we're going to take a 10-minute break to move some stuff around, and then we will finish the concert with Ashkan Bezadi's piece, Forsythia. Both composers are here tonight. They've been working with us for the last couple weeks on this brand new music, and so we don't often do this, but I thought we would do it tonight. I'm going to invite them both to speak a little bit before their pieces to give some context, some background about what's going on. And so with that said, I'm going to invite Kari Watson up to talk about synthetics.
Hi, my name is Kari Watson. I'm the composer of the first piece on the program, which is entitled Synthetics. Synthetics is an exploration of organic and synthetic sound sources, textures, and approaches. So this piece brings together four different kind of tactile prompts that I gave myself when I began writing. The first being a sort of feedback and electromagnetic field recording sound world. You'll notice that each performer has a little analog feedback circuit that they're playing with throughout the piece. The second prompt that I was working with is a drum machine sort of inspired sound world. So that is going to be played through this MIDI keyboard with a tuning that has a bunch of different drum sounds. And then it's juxtaposed with sort of a quasi drum kit setup split between the two percussionists. Then the next sort of sound world I'm working in is, I'm calling it like soft surface. And it's this exploration of sort of muffled, muted, and rubbery textures. The last sound world that I'm sort of playing with is called, well, I titled it to myself, Rub, and it's this sort of tuning study between the MIDI keyboard and the acoustic piano. So these sorts of four textures and approaches to sound kind of collide to create a bunch of hybrid kinds of material that you'll hear across the piece. So this piece is a kind of different thing for me. I've been playing a lot with electronics, playing with uncanny sound and mimicry, and it's just been a total blast to get to do something kind of ambitious and different, also something sort of big scale like this. I'm super grateful to YarnWire for this opportunity. I've looked up to them for a long time, so this is a really special experience to get to be here. I've also watched some of my favorite concerts on the Roulette live stream, so it's very neat to get to kind of like, be here right now. And to share the night with Ashkan, someone whose music I really, really admire. So I'm incredibly grateful and excited to be able to share this music with you all. And thank you to the Roulette folks for being so wonderful and for the assistance with getting tech organized. And thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. So my name is Ashkan Behzadi. I'm a composer of the next piece. Maybe I can talk a little bit about what was the idea behind the piece. Well, I've been thinking about this particular kind of idea, and I've been composing a couple of pieces around this idea. And the question that I had was how far I can push this very singular, very concise idea for a really long period of time. And usually these pieces, they involve with the idea of lamentation, grief, which it comes from the lived experience that we all share these days with the whole darkness and death and destruction that we are experiencing. And then I was thinking about, and I guess like maybe I got a little bit overwhelmed with that idea a little bit. I just recently had a concert, which was this very long, elongated idea of this lamentation, and we went with my friends that I shared the piece in that concert, whoever attended, in this very darkness of going deep into this very singular idea. So I was thinking, what is the other side of it? And of course, I was very much thinking about this force of life and how we can think about that. Is it possible that there is another side, this force of life, that I can think about that and compose with this outburst of life, basically? Still very much the same idea, formal construction, but the other side of this idea. So why the piece called Forsythia, which is a flower name? Well, I was thinking about this homogeneous entity that you experience all this macro interaction within that entity. And I was thinking about this childhood experience of looking at the Forsythia in our courtyard, which every spring, it just outbursts of life. It came out and it sort of resisted its own death, and then it died, of course, and then it's summer, right? And I searched Forsythia, and then actually Forsythia in some cultures is a symbol of resistance. So it all worked out in some way with this idea of a flower that I call my pieces. In a couple of pieces I use flower names. And I really love this enigmatic question of why it's called a flower, which I'm revealing to you now, basically. So that is the basic idea. Maybe I can talk about a little bit about the interaction between the two piano and two percussions. There is an idea of hyper piano and hyper percussion. The two pianos are combined together. I'm using prepared piano, and they are complementing each other as this one big piano sound. And then the percussions also are forming one big percussions, and they form this macro interaction with each other. So it's a whole that goes on for a really long time. So word of caution, just be comfortable with this flow of sound for a really long time. And you'll be the judge if it's all bright and life or something of the darkness of our lived experience. Maybe it's crypting. I was wondering after hearing the piece in the rehearsals. So I let you to decide. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.